Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Well, what a disaster. 76ers lost. Ben Simmons, Tobias Harris, Doc Rivers, who, by the way, has an enormous history of blowing leads in the playoffs. I mean, an enormous, enormous history. We'll get to that as we move through the show and your phone calls as well. To the phones, 215-592-9494. Let's go to Joe in Mayfair. Hey, Joe.
Well, before I rip everybody on this phone call, including you two, I just want to say I will give Tobias Harris a pass for last night because the offense was not run through him in the entire second half. It was the same crap I've been telling you guys about all season. Ben gets the ball, brings it across half court, dumps it off, and hides. And last night, every set was the same. And Tobias Harris said it in his post-game conference. The ball went to Embiid. They set picks for Curry. Curry ran back and forth at the top of the key, looking for Embiid, looking for Curry. They ran the same set the entire second half. You can't blame Tobias for that when they don't run the offense through him. What I do blame is Doc Rivers for saying all this jumbo about Ben Simmons when he doesn't trust his own point guard. His point guard crossed half court and gave the ball to Curry or Embiid and hid. That's on Doc Rivers for not telling Ben Simmons to run the offense, not getting him on the low block to get him the ball to create havoc. Doc Rivers allowed Ben Simmons to put the diaper back on, to put the pacifier back on, where all the fans are going to pack him up in his pack and play, put him on the back of a U-Haul with all his toys, and where he could be by himself in an orphanage because I don't want him any part in this town. He looked like a deer in the headlights like Randall Cunningham did back in playoff games back in the late 80s. This was a total embarrassment. I don't blame Tobias Harris. No one set him up for plays. And if you run the same set through Embiid and Curry time after time after time, don't you think they'd be a little exhausted with 6 minutes to go in the game?
I think that happened.
So anybody who knows basketball, anybody, if you run the same set for entire half, you're allowing the defense to know what's coming every single time. So to not use your other players, to not let Maxey get the ball at the point and drive to the basket to create some sort of different offensive game plan is an embarrassment to Doc Rivers.
Listen, Joe, I think you got a lot of good points. Give me, what the heck are you mad at John and I for?
You two brought into this crap after the All-Star game about Ben's going to improve and he's going to get better.
No,
for the
playoffs. No, that's not true.
Every time I called in, I told you guys in the 5 minutes of every basketball game, Ben Simmons cannot be your point guard and neither could George Hill. And I told you, if you don't get a point guard in a half-court set to put people in the right places, this team will not win. And you saw it last night and you saw it in game four. We don't have a point guard in a half-court game to put players who are supposed to be scorers in the right position to win a game. Case closed.
All right, man.
Two bought into it, and it's absolutely BS.
All right. So, no, here's my recollection.
I don't remember you guys buying into it personally.
So, now, here's what I remember saying back then, February, March, the whole sports calendar's off. I don't know what month it was, but whenever around the All-Star game was, Ben had improved, and I pointed out that I was excited that Ben had improved. And, John, I do remember you saying that as well. He had a good stretch for about a month. You know, he had played better. Now, I didn't expect Ben.
He was taking elbow jumpers.
A couple. But I was not expecting Ben.
It felt like that was going to lead to further, I don't know, confidence and an enhanced repertoire offensively.
Yeah, I mean,
there was a point.
Sure. Yeah, there was. I mean, if you go back to the Utah game when Joel was out, Ben Simmons scored 42 points on the road and was as aggressive as we've ever seen him in an NBA game. Did I think that he was going to be, you know, all that repeatedly? And come playoff time, be that? No, of course not. I was excited, and yes, I did express my excitement that he had improved. And, hey, maybe this is a sign that he can maintain it. But, I mean, I wasn't really of the mindset, like, he's going to start banging in threes and all that. Look, you want to nail me to the wall on the basis of getting excited that he'd improved for about 3 or 4 weeks? I mean, have at it. If that's what you want to focus on, go for it. I don't care. I mean, whatever. Colin, Washington Township. Colin, go ahead, bud.
Yo, what up, guys?
Hey, man.
Hi, Colin.
All right, so I'll start with Doc, Tobias, everyone off the bench except for maybe Matisse. They sucked. Ben,
yeah, even Matisse couldn't defend at the end last night. Matisse and Ben were both getting blown by, Young, but whatever. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, dude, I'm just so frustrated with Ben Simmons. I'm so annoyed. And if anyone that wants to call in to say, oh, well, it's not really Ben's fault, I challenge anyone to make an argument to make Ben sound good that doesn't start with just blaming it on someone else, because that's all these Ben defenders do. Oh, well, Ben did this, but he would have done this if it wasn't for that guy, and if it wasn't for that guy. No, Ben is a terrible basketball player. I wouldn't trade him straight up for TJ McConnell, because you can't win with that kind of contract, with that kind of guy hindering your offense, because that's what Ben does. His assists are hollow. He gets assists because he never shoots. He gets rebounds because he's the second tallest guy on the court. He is a bad basketball player.
Well, I'll push back on. I mean, I'll say that. I think you're going to get some of that today. I'm not going to go bad basketball player, but I'll certainly say an incomplete player who's not, it doesn't look like he's championship caliber. And it's a shame because the rest of the team's pretty darn good. They really are. And he's part of what helps you get somewhere. And, you think about it, John, this is the, when I say get somewhere to the playoffs and all that, if they lose to the Hawks, and by the way, I will say, I actually don't think the series is over. I really don't. We'll get into that more tomorrow, I'm sure. But if they do lose the series to the Hawks, Sean, this will be the fourth year they've made the playoffs. The best team they would have beaten can't be the Wizards. It would either be the Nets team a couple years ago or the Heat team like 4 years ago, three, whatever year. They still haven't beaten anybody.
Wow.
They haven't beaten anybody in the playoffs yet. It's not a low-seeded Eastern Conference, incredibly average or below-average team. They still haven't beaten anybody that has any teeth in the NBA. Nobody. It's brutal. Let's go to Chavis. Chavis, you're on WIP.
Oh, Joe. Hey, listen. I've been watching this Philadelphia team for 74 years.
Yep.
From Wilt all the way up to this junk you got now. And I told you, if there's any way to lose a game, Philadelphia will find it. You cannot have those big leads like that and just lose them.
You're right. I mean, it's an all-time historic collapse. It really is.
You're lucky you're not on that bet you made the first round.
Oh, dude, you're not kidding.
You'd be squirming for sure.
Dude, I'd be like 8 pounds lighter if I had made that bet.
Yeah, listen.
Come on, a little levity. We all need a little bit of a little bit of a laugh.
You might be 2 pounds lighter. Don't go with that 8. Come on, don't go there. But I was telling you, I have watched this. I have watched these Philadelphia teams. It's not only the Sixers. It's all of them. When they come to the big game. Now, that was a big game.
That was a big game. 2-2. That was a big game last night.
It would have put them up 3-2.
Yep.
Now the pressure is really on them. And if it comes down to the seventh game, they will know, foul Ben. Put Ben on the line, especially if it's close.
Frankly, and Chavis, appreciate the call, man. I thought Nate McMillan should have done it even more. If my memory is right, he did it the first time, Ben misses two. Does it the second time, Ben makes two. I'm talking fourth quarter. Does it the third time?
Well, he started doing it in the second quarter.
Right, I'm talking just the fourth, right? I'm with you.
In a few games now.
Right, does it the third time in the fourth quarter, Ben misses two. So now in that stretch, he's 2 for 6. I thought there was more opportunity to do it. Then eventually Doc gets him out. John, here's a fact. Game 4 and game 5 facts and kind of the whole thing combined. I think Angelo talked about this morning, so people may have heard it. But if you missed it earlier today, ESPN Stats and Information put out information about this, John. And I'll read right from their tweet. The 76ers are the only team in the NBA to blow an 18-point lead in back-to-back playoff games in the last 25 years. So you got to go back to the mid-19, 90s to find the last time a team blew back-to-back games 18 points lead. They had a win probability in game four at one point, the highest it had gotten up to, at 95.5%, because, of course, they had the big game four lead in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So they had a 95.5% chance, according to the mathematicians, to win that game. Mm-hmm. The mathematicians yesterday, late in the third quarter, with the Sixers' enormous lead, had the 76ers' win probability at 99.7.
Yeah, that's 99.7.
Incredible. Guys, this was the Oilers blowing the game to the Bills in the early 90s in the NFL. This is the Falcons blowing the Super Bowl to the Patriots. Now, look, it's not as big historically as that one, because that one was literally the Super Bowl. But as far as the absurdity of a comeback, I mean, this is about as bad as it gets. And I sit here today stunned, and obviously a lot of focus on Ben. We'll throw out this Twitter poll question of the day to everyone, see how people react to this online, and certainly you can react on the phone lines as well, 215-592-9494. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. Make a day of it at Delaware Park. Enjoy daily fee, golf, lunch, and sports wagering. DelawarePark.com for details. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question: should the 76ers trade Ben Simmons after this season? We're going to give you three choices, not two, three choices. A, yes, they should trade Ben. B, no, they shouldn't trade him. C, don't know yet. Series isn't over. Season isn't actually over. We'll see where the voting results come down on this at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter and certainly on the phone lines as well. Let's talk to Dwight for more reaction. What's up, Dwight?
Hey, John, how are you?
Doing well, Dwight.
I think that the Sixers shouldn't even advance to the next round. They're so disgraceful with blowing large leads. And this isn't the first time that they've had a large lead that they've lost.
You're correct. We all know it's not the only big lead they've lost, two games in a row.
But why can't Doc do something about it?
Well, he didn't prepare Ben Simmons for the moment. He's had like 8 months with the guy, and he didn't prepare him for it. Now, could he have strategically done some stuff different last night? Sure, I'm sure he could have. I mean, obviously, they are playing without Danny Green, which hurts. So you pretty much have Thybulle or Korkmaz in there at most times playing small forward. So that hindered them a bit. But it really felt like there was two guys last night that showed up, and then everyone else was just everyone else. It was brutal. I mean, and they're getting nothing from George Hill. I mean, the one thing I'll say in Doc's defense, there are some people letting him down. Tobias is supposed to do more. George Hill is supposed to do more. You know, stuff like that. I mean, for George Hill
thing is unbelievable.
Dude, he's giving him nothing.
2 points again last night.
I mean, all he had to do is, if he scores 7 points, the Sixers win the game.
Yeah.
Joel Embiid, John, shouldn't even have had to come back in the game.
Well, and that's a major problem that we haven't discussed at all.
Go for it.
When our bench players were out there, we were up 20 points.
Totally.
It's the third quarter, and it was a total letdown. We went into scoring drought time. They kept coming down the court, hitting threes. You know, it was Lou Williams. It was Danilo Gallinari making everything. And that cut into things to where Doc was forced to put the starters back out there much earlier than he would have had to, much more tired when it really counted at the end in crunch time.
Exactly right. It was like the 9-minute mark. Hey, the whole thing is such a freaking joke. Let's go to Mike in Norristown. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
It's
going bad.
I'm hungover. Hungover and disgusted.
You know what I feel like, Mike? So I'm not hungover, but you know what I feel like? Sports concussion. Like, I feel like as a fan, I woke up this morning, and I was like, did that really happen? And I'm like, yeah, that really happened. Like, my brain feels fritzed from yesterday.
Tell me about it. I feel like it's my fault they lost.
Well, it's not your fault.
Can we just blame Mike? I'm good with that.
Why are we blaming
Way
Mike?
Way to go, Mike.
Is he Ben
blame
Simmons?
Me because I'm a jinx. It was my birthday yesterday, and family saying happy birthday to me. I blew out the candles, and my wish was Embiid to have 40 points and the Sixers get a win. And it was looking pretty darn good. And then the Tin Man came in, Ben Simmons, and screwed it up as always. I hate him. He is a bum. He needs to go. I'm over it.
So no doubt in your mind, the answer for this poll is he's got to go. He's got to get traded.
Yep, trade the bum. I don't even care if we have to give up a one first-round draft pick. I don't care. We are one player away, and it's showing in this series from winning a championship, and it's all because of that bum.
Well, it's
we
also
get rid of him. Yep. Give him. See if the Knicks will give up R.J. Barrett for him, and we'll give up a first-round pick. We have R.J. Barrett on that team. We're a champion.
Well, it's interesting you bring up his name because and Mike, appreciate the call. I do think we're going to have to explore when the time comes conversation about all these sort of other players we haven't talked about. I mean, the dream of like getting Damian Lillard or James Harden or Steph Curry. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I said to James this morning, I said, you know, what if they have to, you know, the only way they can trade Ben is like trade him for Russell Westbrook. I don't know. I mean, it's going to be a guy making big money. RJ Barrett, by the way, doesn't make big money. He's only in what, his second year. Like, if you trade Ben Simmons, you're going to have to trade him for a guy that makes big money. And for as great as it would be, like, yeah, get Bradley Beal. What if the Wizards say, no, I don't want Ben Simmons? So you're going to trade Ben Simmons for Russell Westbrook? I mean, I don't know. I haven't really thought enough about it yet. I don't want Russell Westbrook. I'm just saying, the guys we've been thinking in terms of, hey, try to trade Ben for that guy, how about we bring it down like two notches? Mm-hmm. I don't know who those guys are. I'd have to think about it. I haven't gone through that exercise yet. But just know this. If they do trade him, it's probably going to be for significantly less than you ever imagined a year or two ago.
Just think about the loss of leverage.
Oh.
Every team, every GM in the NBA knows exactly where Daryl Morey's headed.
Yeah.
We have no leverage at all.
I mean,
Ben Simmons is such a liability and a max guy.
And a max guy. Exactly correct. Let's go to John in Northeast Philly. Hey, John.
Hey, Joe. What's up, John?
Hi, John.
How you guys doing, man?
We're hanging.
We're trying,
hanging in.
Trying
yeah,
to
yeah,
hang.
Yeah, I got you.
Commiserating.
Man, I understand. Listen, man, since Monday, Joe, and you're still making predictions now, which baffles me.
What are my predictions?
But since Monday, well, your prediction was I still think they're going to win this game.
I didn't say that. No, I didn't say that. I think what I said is I think the Sixers can still win this series. I haven't gotten into prediction mode for game 6 or 7. It wouldn't shock me if the Sixers find their way out of this with a victory in the series, but I haven't, to the best of my knowledge, predicted in the first 45 minutes, but go ahead.
What's the difference, Joe?
There's a big difference between the statement, I think the Sixers can win the series, and I believe the 76ers will win the series. They're two different things.
You make these generalizations, Joe. Monday you said you're not worried about the Hawks.
I wasn't.
An 18-point lead.
I was wrong. I was wrong.
And then, you know what? Yesterday you said the same thing. I'm still not worried.
Well, hold on. John, before the series.
I wasn't worried yesterday.
Yeah, John.
Now I think we're going to lose the series.
John, before the series. Hold on. Stop. Now John goes on the witness stand. John from Northeast Philly. Before the series started, did you think the Sixers were going to win the series?
Joe, I'm going to tell you this. As God's my witness, I bet on the Hawks every single game.
Yeah, well, you were wrong. You were wrong twice.
I was wrong twice, but I'm still ahead in money, okay? Yeah.
All right. Well, if that makes you happy, go for it.
Joe, you cannot play 2 or 3 on 5 on the offensive end for 48 minutes. Joe from Mayfair was right as rain. You can't win in the NBA playoff time without a point guard. Ben Simmons was a selfish player since college. When he was a freshman, his team could have went to the NCAA tournament. He had to get ready for the draft. He decided not to, okay? But I think out of all the points I can make about Ben Simmons, the one that it just makes me go crazy, his coach is a point guard.
Yep.
His coach is a point guard.
Yep.
Are you kidding me? This guy with this Emperor Has No Clothes On deal is trying to sell us this, shine up this Ben Simmons turd and tell us how great he is. I watched him last night on every single set. Again, I'll quote Joe from Mayfair. He brings it up and he hides. He looks like one of those guys in the college game that plays the last 20 seconds and does not want the ball thrown to him because he's afraid.
I totally agree.
His teammates are going to make fun of him.
Listen, man, I got you. Appreciate the call. I'm trying to figure out how did I get shrapnel in this whole thing? What did I do?
Yeah, he was coming at you pretty hard there.
Yeah, because
don't say what you think anymore, okay?
Yeah, and like, so the 99.9% of us that weren't like the last caller to pick the Hawks to win the series. So what? What'd I do? What did John do? Good Lord.
Made predictions.
Dude.
They were wrong.
This day is hard enough for me as a Philadelphia sports fan with a heart bleeding. My heart's bleeding today. I freaking love this team. I've been watching the 76ers since as early as I can remember. And that loss last night, I can honestly say, was the worst loss the 76ers have had at least since 1984. Okay? It's one of the first Sixers games I remember. 84, Game 5, defending title. Game 5 at home versus the Nets. They're supposed to beat the Nets. They lose at home in a 5-game series. They're eliminated in the first round with the whole squad back from the prior year. This was the worst loss since 1984. My heart is bleeding today. So the last thing I need is someone coming after me. What'd I do? Because I thought the Sixers were going to win. So did everyone else. My God.
Bad job, Joe.
Oh, yeah, apparently a bad job by me. Oh, my God. All right, let's go to Warren in South Philly. Warren, good morning.
Good morning.
Hold on. Hold on, Warren. I got to start that over. Hang on. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Warren. Warren, bad morning.
Oh, my God. Guys, I got to tell you, I am hot.
Yep.
I am absolutely hot. Just real quick. I'm a truck driver. I drove 8 hours last night straight so that I could catch that game just to watch that crap. This is ridiculous. Ben Simmons, I've been watching the Sixers since 1980. I'm talking bench starters. He is the worst point guard this team has had since Eric Snow. Easy.
Well, he's not. Listen, Warren, a lot of people are making some of these comments are over the top. He's obviously not.
Right, but go
ahead.
I'm mad. You're right.
I know you're mad.
Look, let me just say this.
Go ahead.
I have watched NBA players left and right. Some of them are a little on the lazy side. Some of them play their hearts out. A couple of games ago, I saw Joel Embiid go to the floor trying to foul a guy to save a layup. Ben Simmons has put anything close to that kind of effort on the floor his whole time as a Sixer. How many times have you seen Ben Simmons go to the floor for a ball?
Well, I've seen it.
That tells me more than anything else about him as a player. He is not interested in helping his team. He's interested in doing what's easy. As plenty of people have said already this morning, he passes the ball when he gets past half court, and then he hides.
No, he's afraid. He's flat out afraid. And he's not only afraid, he's unequipped. He's so undeveloped as an offensive player. I mean, maybe he should be kind of afraid because he's got no.
He absolutely should be afraid.
He's got no move to go to. He's no move. I mean, he should try the let me be a running back, give me the ball. I'm going to barrel through people, use my broad shoulders to get to the lane thing.
How about this fact?
What?
How many years have we been begging him to learn how to shoot? How many times has the Sixers offered to
Five.
Him a coach, and he chooses his brother?
Yeah.
Who obviously doesn't know how to shoot either because he hasn't learned anything.
Yep.
He's
learned worse habits
because
he's worse.
Warren, great call. And, John, it's compounded by the fact, it really is, that – I will use the phrase such a lack of humility with Ben.
Yeah.
And such a haughtiness and an air of
it compounds the problem.
Yeah, like he doesn't
too cool for school thing.
Bingo.
It just doesn't work when you're this deficient in such major ways. I ask myself watching these games, like, does Ben like basketball? If I'm Ben Simmons, if I'm in that position where I'm afraid every trip down the court.
That's an interesting point.
I don't like basketball.
That's very interesting.
I mean, if you're afraid of something, can you possibly like it?
Yeah, do you enjoy playing in front of the home team
There's
crowd?
No way he looks forward to getting out there.
Yeah, I don't know. That is some deep psychosis right there, man. I don't know. But it's a fascinating thing. Does he dread 7:30 on game night because it means – he has to go out there and do what...
It's time to get real. It's time to get called out, essentially.
It's a really interesting thought, Richie.
I never thought about that before. James, you got something
So I just put this together. It was just something popped in my head, and I thought I'd look. Get ready for this.
Okay.
Ben Simmons has 27 missed free throws in the Atlanta Hawks series.
Okay.
The Brooklyn Nets, in the playoffs, have 22 missed free throws as a team.
That's outrageous. That's unbelievable.
Wow.
It's unbelievable, unbelievable.
What made you even think of that?
I just saw someone talking about missed free throws, and I was like, I wonder how he would compare to other teams in the playoffs right now.
It's awful, man. Coming up, I got a question for John Ritchie, the former athlete. John Ritchie, the athlete, and a question about today with the 76ers. I mean, literally today with the Sixers. Like, could be going on right now. What that question is, I'll pose it to John next. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.